Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, it's another episode of this program, The Arabic for All, Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jami'. It's an Arabic program. And in this program, we are learning the Arabic language, the language of the Quran, the language of the people of Jannah, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's make intention, inshallah, that you are learning this language, that you can understand the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the Quranic verses and also the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masnoon du'as. All this, inshallah, we will be learning in this program. So bear with us, make good intention and prepare your notebook so that you write down whatever we say from important sentences and vocabularies of the Quran, and also the words of the dialogue which we prepare for you today. Inshallah, we have a new dialogue that we will be giving to you in addition to the Quran. We start as usual learning from the Noble Quran. Inshallah, open your kitab, the Noble Quran, on Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran, and verse number 35 from Surah Al-Baqarah. وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. This is the verse we're going to be studying today, inshallah. I hope you write down the vocabs, the sentences, the important words, and prepare that notebook where you write the make some sections in that notebook. Some section for the verbs, section for the nouns, section for the adjectives. This is very important. Let's start. وَقُلْنَا wa and. It's a conjunction, means and. Wa and. قُلْنَا we said. قَالَ يَقُولُ قَالَ means said. يَقُولُ means to say. قُلْنَا, because it's noon and alif there attached to the end of the verb. قُلْ قلنا, we said, Allah speaks about Himself here. We said that we is a ruler, it's called a royal pronoun, or majestic pronoun, that's used in Arabic. It's a linguistic matter used to refer to more respect and nobility to the person who's using it. وقلنا, and we said, يا آدم, Allah speaks about Himself. وقلنا يا آدم, we said, O Adam. Ya Adam, Ya is a nida. It's a prefixed vocation particle. Ya, O. Ya, Ya Ahmad, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Ismail, Ya Ali. Ya means O. Ya Adam, the name of the first mankind. Ya Adam, Alif Dal, Mim. Ya Adam. Uskun anta wa zawjuka. Uskun, live, or dwell, or inhabit. That's Uskun or Yaskun, the verb Yaskun, present tense form Yaskun, means to live or to inhabit a place or to dwell in a place, that is Yaskun, the verb. Now Uskun, it's a command verb. Uskun, dwell or live there in that place. Uskun Anta, you're going to live there, you're going to dwell there, you're going to inhabit that place. Anta, you. Uskun is alif seen, kaf noon. The verb in a present tense form, yaskun. Yaskun, ya seen, kaf noon. Taking from that verb, the noun, second, which means living, place for living. That's second, place of living. It's called second. Aina sakanuka, where is your place of living? Aina sakanuka, where is your place of living? Alright? Aina maskanuka, also maskan means place of living. Where is your house? Maskan can refer also to house, metaphorically. Aina maskanuka, al-maskan. Al-maskan, alif lam, mim, sin, kaf, and noon. Al-maskan. Al-maskan means the place of living or the house. Al-maskan. Same like al-manzil. Same meaning, al-manzil, al-maskan. Aina maskanuka. Taking from that also the word sakin. Sakin is inhabitant. One inhabitant, sakin. As-sakinu kharaja min huna. The one who is inhabiting that place, he went out. The plural is sukkan, the inhabitants. سكان سكان سين كاف ألف النون. There is a shadda on top of the calf, so pronounce it سكان. سكان means inhabitants. السكان. تعداد السكان, the population of the inhabitants is so and so. Right? So don't forget that. سكان, سكن, ساكن, مسكن, taken from the same verb. Yeah, it's أسكن. Live or inhabit or dwell. أنت, you, or Adam. وزوجك, and your spouse. زوجك, your spouse. زوج is زين, sorry, واو, جيم, زوج, و, and in the beginning, وزوجك, and your, that's كاف at the end, the pronoun, وزوجك, attach the pronoun for you is ك, وزوجك, you and your spouse, refers to his wife, حواء, Eve, أسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة. You and your spouse live in Jannah, in Jannah, in the garden, or paradise. Jannah means garden or paradise. Sometimes it's been translated as paradise, sometimes it's been translated as garden. Right? That's the word Jannah. It's mentioned also in some other verses in the Quran. كان له جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل. جنتين, one person had جنتين, two, جنتين is two gardens. So sometimes Jannah can refer to just a garden on earth, and also sometimes the word Jannah can refer to the paradise, which is above the seventh heaven. أنت وزوجك الجنة, you and your spouse, your wife, stay or live or inhabit or dwell in Jannah, paradise, or in garden. وكلا وكلا كل كل is command verb means eat كل eat يأكل to eat the verb أنا أكل أنت تأكل يأكل very important verb we almost using it every day we said that in this program we will stress and affirm on the most important vocabs and sentences and words that is used this word or this verb is from the most important verbs يأكل أنا أريد أن أأكل. I want to eat. هو يأكل. He eats. لا تأكل. Don't eat. الأكل. The food. Right? So this verb يأكل means to eat. And taking from it the command verb كل, which means eat. كل means eat. So كل means eat. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to Adam and to his wife Eve and he says وَكُلَا for both, for group وَكُلَا this is when you're speaking to two that alif is referring to the two subject pronoun وَكُلَا مِنْهَا you, both of you كُلَا when you're approaching two people and we're using a verb then this verb you will add the alif towards the end of the verb So, for example, you have the verb يشرب. You want to say that two people are drinking. هما يشربا. You're adding the alif there. يشربا. Not going to say هما, both of them, يشرب. هما يشرب. Doesn't make sense. It's not proper Arabic like that. People will still understand, but it's not proper Arabic. هما يشربا. Because they are two people. If they are group, هما يشربوا. Wow and alif. While two people, you will say, we put the pronoun, just the alif, towards the end of the verb. We studied this before, but just a quick revision on it. Alright, wakula, and both of you eat. Minha, from it. Min means from, it's a pronoun. Sorry, it's a preposition. Min means from, it's a preposition. While the ha is a pronoun. Ha and alif. Minha, kula, wakula, minha, and eat from it. Minha, from it. From the paradise or from the Jannah, the garden. Ragadan. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا And eat from it freely. Freely or abundantly also, ragadan. Eat from it. Ragad means freely or abundant. That's ragad. Or comfortably also. Ragad, comfort. حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا Wherever, حَيْثُ means wherever. Wherever you wish. Eat from wherever you wish in Jannah. Wherever, حيث, ح, ي, ث, حيث, also another word means whatever. حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا يَشَاء means to will or to desire or to wish. يَشَاء أَنَا أَشَاءُ هُوَ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ يَشَاءُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Right. يَشَاء means will, wish, desire. Different, same meaning, but just different words used here. You can use by the meaning wish, or desire, or will. Insha'Allah, if Allah wills. Yasha, huwa yasha, he wills, he desire, he wish. Same meaning. حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا, whatever you wish. حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا, whatever you wish. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا, when you see la, it negates the verb that comes after it straight away. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا, وَلَا, and لَا تَقْرَبَا, do not, and do not, تَقْرَبَا, do not come near, or do not approach this tree. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ, تَقْرَبَا, taken from the verb قَرَبَا, قَرَبَا or قَرُبَا, which refers to becoming near, you come near something, that's قَرَبَا. قَرِيب, near. بَعِيد, far, taking from that these two adjectives قريب and بعيد. قريب, near. قريب also refers to relative. قريب, الأقارب, say, right? So the verb from that يقرب means to come closer or to approach or to come near. ولا تقرب ولا تقرب, and do not approach or do not come near this tree. هذه الشجرة, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing them. So just a normal tree. Some people say, oh no, it's just a tree of knowledge. It's the tree of this, it's the tree of that, it's a tree. Some faiths have that, but it's in Islam, it was just a normal tree. Allah is just testing Adam alayhi salam. Don't eat from that tree. And people spend so much of hours and time and say, no, it was, you know, it was a banana fruit. You know, it was an apple fruit. It was so and so. It doesn't matter to us to know that. What matters is that it was a test to Sayyidina Adam, and the test of submission. Allah is testing his submission, same like I was testing our submission too. To submit to his commands. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ, and do not come near this fruit, sorry, this tree. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ, هَذِهِ means this. Notice here, هَذِهِ is a feminine singular demonstrative pronoun. هَذِهِ, ha, ha, ذَال, and ha again. We didn't say هَذَا. Same also, هَذَا means this. So we got هَذَا and we got هَذِهِ. But هَذِهِ is for the feminine word, while هَذَا is used with the masculine word. Every word in the Arabic language is either a masculine or a feminine. Every word. So that word that comes after is feminine word. الشَّجَرَة, end with a feminine ta. الشَّجَرَة too. الشَّجَرَة. شَجَرَة means the tree. The tree is a feminine word in Arabic. هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَة, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَة, and do not come near this tree. هذه الشجرة, شجرة is sheen, jim, ra and round ta. Plural is أشجار, أشجار. شجرة, أشجار. شجرة, أشجار. Very important word, شجر, أشجار, شجرة. That is, we use it also a lot in our language today. فتكون من الظالمين. فتكون, if you do that, if you disobey, if you come near this tree, if you disobey the command, فتكون, you will be, both of you, you will be من, from الظالمين, wrongdoers or the oppressors, those who oppress themselves by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here some people say, well, how come they'll be among the ظالمين if there is no other people except them? ظالمين means oppressors. How come they are oppressors if there is no other people to oppress? Well, they oppress themselves. You can oppress yourself in يظلم نفسه أو يظلم نفسه. You oppress yourself. You can oppress yourself also by disobeying Allah. فتكون من الظالمين, then you will be among the oppressors to yourself or the wrongdoers. It's a metaphorical meaning here. Right, so we'll stop here. I hope you understood. Don't forget الظالمين, a plural of ظالم, which means oppressor. I'm taking from ظلم, which means transgression or oppression. ظلم, ظا, لام, and ميم. And يظلم means to oppress or to transgress. Okay, we'll stop here, inshallah. And in the coming program, we'll be studying verse 36. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. Inshallah, this is we'll be studying it in the coming program. Alright, we'll quickly go to the dialogue which we prepared for you. And in the dialogue, we try and get you the most important vocabs that is used in different fields of the Arabic language, different fields of life, and the most important words and sentences. I hope you memorize these sentences, because it will benefit you if you go to an Arab country, or if you're communicating with an Arab person, or even in just learning how to speak the language. This dialogues which you're preparing is related to the kitchen. Kitchen is al-matbakh. The kitchen is al-matbakh. Al-matbakh. You can see al-matbakh taking from the verb yatbukhu, to cook. The cooking place. Matbakh is referring to the cooking place, so which is obviously the kitchen in English. Right? Matbakh is mim, ta, ba, kha. The first word we're studying, al-matbakh. The kitchen. And the verb of it, yatbukh, which means to cook. Huwa yatbukh. Mada tatbukh? What are you cooking? ماذا تطبخين? What are you cooking for female? Right? The first sentence, important phrase here or statement, ماذا تريد أن تطبخ اليوم? Or ماذا طبخت اليوم? What did you cook today? ماذا طبخت اليوم? Write it down. ماذا? What? طبخت? What did you cook? What did you cook? اليوم, today. اليوم is today. ماذا طبخت? طبخت past tense. What did you cook? ماذا تطبخ اليوم? What do you cook? What do you cook today? What are you cooking today? ماذا تطبخ اليوم? Right? Moving on. هل أقطع البصل? هل أقطع البصل? Do you wish or shall I cut for you the onions? البصل. Onions. بصل. باء. صاد لام بصل. يقطع means to cut. هل أقطع? يقطع means to cut. ياء قاف طاء عين. أقطع أنا أقطع. ألف قاف طاء عين. Verb أقطع to cut. Also أقطع to cut. But أقطع means continuously cutting. Difference between أقطع and أقطع. أقطع just one cut. أقطع continuing in moving my hand and cutting. هل أقطع البصل? Right. هل أقشر البطاطس? هل أقشر البطاطس? يقشر means to peel. Shall I peel the potatoes? Peel. يقشر to peel. ياء قاف شين and راء. يقشر to peel. بطاطس is potatoes. You can even see the similarities here. Many of the English words are also taken from the Arabic root of the Arabic language. Batatas, potatoes. Sugar, sukkar. You can see. Moving on. Ayn al-akwab. Ayn al-akwab. Akwab is the cups or the glasses. Akwab, cup. You can even see the similarity. Cup, coop. Coop in Arabic, cup in English. Coop, cup. Also they say in colloquial, kubbayat. كبيات. كبيات is also cup. أين الأكواب? Where are the cups? Or the glasses. أين الأطباق? Where are the dishes or the plates? أين الأطباق? The dishes or the plates. أطباق. أو طبق. طبق. طا با قاف. طا با قاف. طبق dish. طبق. Also there is another word used. الصحون. الصحون. صحن. صحن also refers to the dish, the dishes. الصحون صاد حا واو نون. صحون. الأطباق ألف طاء باء ألف قاف plural. The singular is طبق طاء باء قاف. أين الملاعق والسكاكين? ملاعق is a plural of ملعقة. ملاعق ملعقة. ميم لام عين قاف and round ta. ملعقة. ميم لام عين قاف and round ta. ملعقة means spoon. The plural ملاعق, spoons. ملاعق spoons ميم لام ألف عين قاف ملاعق والسكاكين the plural of سكين is the plural of سكين is سكاكين أين الملاعق والسكاكين سكاكين is knives سكاكين is knives alright so don't forget that أين الملاعق والسكاكين where are the spoons and knives moving on أعندك فتاحة علب أعندك فتاحة علب do you have a can opener فتاحة يفتح to open فتاحة opener علب علبة can moving on هل تطبخ الشربة في هذا القدر هل تطبخ الشربة في هذا القدر are you cooking the soap شربة تطبخ means to cook هل تطبخ will you cook or are you cooking الشربة شربة is a soap شربة شين واو را با and round تاء شربة في هذا القدر in this pot قدر is pot قدر pot moving on أتقلي السمك في هذه المقلاة أتقلي السمك في هذه المقلاة أتقلي we said when you put ألف in front of the verb automatically will be a starting of a question أتقلي are you frying يقلي means to fry so you put ألف in front of it to become are you frying أتذهب يذهب means to go أتذهب you put ألف in front of the verb تذهب it means are you going تذهب means to go أتذهب are you going تقلي means to fry أتقلي means are you frying السمك the fish سمك is fish we studied it before سمك سين ميم كاف السمك the fish في هذه in this المقلاة المقلاة and with feminine ta that's why we use هذه المقلاة is a feminine word and so we use هذه هذه this المقلاة pan أتقلي السمك في هذه المقلاة are you frying the fish in this pan في هذه المقلاة moving on أنا أجهز طاولة السفرة هل ستجهز السفرة من يجهز السفرة who will set the table who will set the table يجهز means to sit or to prepare the table table is سفرة السفرة ألف لام سين فا را and round تا السفرة this word is a bit colloquial word there's another word for it المائدة المائدة the table also and it's the name of a surah in the Quran سورة المائدة the table right so don't forget both of them and in this program we try to give you also both of both words the colloquial word and also the classical Arabic جهز السفرة means prepare or set the table. You can also say جهز المائدة, prepare the table. Right? So don't forget that. Okay, we'll stop here because we're running out of time. And inshallah, we'll continue with more vocabs and dialogues in the coming programs. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to العربية الجميع. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.